A power generation station in Columbia County that dates back to the 19th century has been restored to service. The Stuyvesant Hydroelectric Station came back online in December, providing power to National Grid, albeit on a temporary basis. The facility is nearly completely rehabilitated. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ron Knott says the station was built in 1899 and originally powered a trolley line that ran between Hudson and Albany.
One of the stories everybody will kid about is back in that day, the electric plant used to kind of supply electric to the area. There was a time in back, I think it was 1965, that there was a major northeast blackout, and Stuyvesant was one of the only people in the whole eastern seaboard here that continued to have electricity because the hydro plant was up and running. So it was an important thing to the community. It's a historic building. It's always been nice that it was there.
The plant was taken offline in 1994. It since has been retrofitted with 21st century technology by Albany Engineering Corporation, which has owned it since 2008. Company President Jim Bisha.
Hydroelectric project development is what we do. We've been doing it for about 40 years. We both design, own, operate, and construct hydroelectric projects, both new ones as well as rehabilitating old ones.
Ron Knott notes that modern regulations prohibit the station from selling power locally.
So it doesn't benefit us directly. It benefits us in basically tax-structured payments to the town because we are a co-licensee. And it's just a good thing to have it here.
Jim Bisha says don't be surprised if you see more small-scale, clean, green electric plants come online.
And it's primarily wind, photovoltaic, solar, and hydro. So I think, yes, you're seeing a lot of it already, and some of it's quite small, photovoltaic systems on people's roofs. Some of it's much larger, some of the big wind farms, and a lot of it's in between, which is all those technologies, including hydro.
Electric cars were popular during the late 19th and early 20th centuries and came back in vogue during the late 1990s, finding a spot in the marketplace as gasoline-electric hybrids. In the last year, fully electric cars finally made a comeback in a vehicle commercially produced by Nissan. Windham Mountain has just unveiled an electric vehicle charging station for its guests and staff. Spokesperson Beth Barry says it's the first resort in New York State to offer the green amenity.
A lot of electric vehicle owners live in New York City, and a lot of them commute up to Windham Mountain, and we want to make sure that they have a place to plug in and to, you know, charge up while they're enjoying a day of skiing and riding here. There's also charging stations along the way, particularly in Kingston. The beauty of us putting one in is that really we're the only place within an hour of Kingston, Oneonta, and Albany. We fill this really big geographic gap in between the three.
Windham partnered with NYSERDA to become a charge point location. Barry says the resort invested an additional $60,000 in green initiative improvements over the last year in its commitment to environmental sustainability, cutting its energy usage by nearly 40%. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.